Trump's DHS arrests illegal alien convicted of killing Caitlin Weaver after Democrat DA spared him jail time. By John Binder on May 31, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has arrested an illegal alien convicted of killing 24-year-old Caitlin Weaver last year in Arapahoe County, Colorado, after he was spared jail time by District Attorney Amy Patton, D. In July 2024, a 16-year-old illegal alien was speeding at 90 mph in an area with a 45 mph limit when he crashed into Caitlin Weaver, who was driving home from work at the time. Weaver officially died 2 days later after her family took her off life support. The illegal alien was initially charged with vehicular homicide, but Patton's office offered him a lenient plea deal that resulted in his not getting any jail time, instead accepting just 2 years of probation and 100 hours of community service for killing Weaver. Angel dad John Weaver has been outraged at Patton's handling of the case, as well as the failure of federal officials to properly enforce immigration law under former President Joe Biden. Immigration and the criminal justice system and all these things landed together one day in Aurora, and now I sit here today without a daughter, Weaver previously said. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, announced Friday that Weaver's killer had been arrested, along with members of his family. For the Arapahoe County District Attorney's Office, justice is no jail time and probation for this criminal alien who killed a young woman while driving more than 90 mph. ICE officials wrote on X for ICE, justice is arrest and removal. A 16-year-old citizen of Colombia with a conviction for reckless driving resulting in death was arrested by ICE Denver officers last week and will remain in ICE custody pending an immigration hearing. I appreciate ICE taking enforcement action, and I really appreciate the outpouring of support from everyone, John Weaver told Fox News Digital. The Weavers had been told by Patton's office that their daughter's case would not qualify for a plea deal with the defendant. Then, months later, the illegal alien was in fact offered a plea deal provided he admitted guilt. Why the change? If he had taken a firearm and recklessly just shot it and killed someone, this would be a different case. They would be pushing it completely differently, John Weaver previously said. There's no deterrence. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.